Hi, and welcome to Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Ruth Ann.
And I'm Robert.
And we'll be your hosts for the next hour.
Yeah, and we're excited to have a very special guest on tonight's program. We'll introduce him in just a minute, but before we get started with that, I'd like to take a moment and tell you that we're on iTunes now as well. So if you search for Well-Rounded Corners in the iTunes store, you'll find us there. You can listen to us or you can subscribe freely. No charge. And if you subscribe, new episodes will be automatically downloaded so that you can listen to them on your computer, on your iPod, or wherever.
That's right. And you can also listen to us online, live at wellroundedcorners.com, bbsradio.com, channel 1, or in the archives on our website. You can download the MP3s of our shows to listen anywhere, anytime you want also. And tonight's show will be up for download by tomorrow evening. And if you have any comments or feedback about the show, please just reply to the post for us.
Absolutely. Yep. And without further delay, we'll get right to our guest tonight. He's the founder and developer of Reverse Speech Technologies, and he's the first person to ever document reversals in human speech. He has published several books on the subject and appeared on numerous television and radio programs, including CNN's Larry King Live, Geraldo Extra, and the Jeff Rentz program. He's also been featured in the New York Times, Harper's Review, and Discover magazine. It is our pleasure to introduce to you from Australia. Well, you're not in Australia; you're in the States now. But David John Oates, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. How are you? Thank you very much for
welcome.
Having me.
Yeah. So are you in? Where are you in the States?
Well, I'm actually in Los Angeles, right?
Oh, right.
Now.
Okay. You're doing some conference or seminars.
Doing
now, right?
Lectures and workshops. I've just finished doing a remote viewing convention in Las Vegas. We were there for 3 days, and I lectured there and presented reverse speech and some of its applications in the field of remote viewing, which is quite a fascinating time. And
yes.
Next time off to Portland. I've got lectures in Portland and in Ashland, and got a couple of intense training weekends I'm conducting as well. So I'm sort of on the move, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
You're busy. Yeah, sounds like you're busy. Well, just for people who may be new to reverse speech or people who haven't really heard of it before, can you just give us a little introduction to it, just a real brief introduction?
Sure. Well, very simply, reverse speech is the name given to hidden backward messages in speech. The theory is that as we are speaking, we are creating the sound of our speech in such a way that we're saying two things at once. One is forward from the conscious mind, and the other one is in reverse from the unconscious. And quite literally, if you take human speech and run it backwards, about once every 15 or 20 seconds, you can hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish, which I maintain is the unconscious mind speaking. So reverse speech is the name given to these extra hidden messages backwards in our speech.
Wow, that's really interesting. What made you think to do this in the first place? How did you get started in it?
Oh, well, I actually heard about the backward messages in rock and roll. You may remember there was a controversy back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That if you played certain records backwards. Here, why don't I play one here? Let's give you an example in music. Now, I don't know what my levels are like here. Let me just drop these a little
okay.
bit, because this one's fairly loud. So here's one of these hidden backward messages in music.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in their home.
Okay, now I'm going to run a small section backwards. I'll run it for you twice and see if you can hear him singing, "I Believe in My Cool Woman." Oops, and here we go. Here. And again. So people were finding backward messages like this in music and saying, gee, what is this?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I just asked myself, but I remember that.
Yeah, it was quite some controversy. So I sort of got involved in that. I was running a halfway house for street kids in a small country town of Australia, and some of my kids had heard these rumors and are playing their records backwards and asked what I thought about it, and I said, well, this is a load of rubbish, but I'm an electronics buff, So I went home that night and rewired a tape player to run in reverse, and I started hearing these phrases that they claim were there. And I'm going, well, this is really bizarre. What on earth is this? And I accidentally stumbled across it in speech, purely by chance. And once I started hearing it in speech, it was really a whole other ball game. Here, let's play you the very first example I heard in speech. And this is Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
Oh, okay.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Backwards, he says, man will spacewalk. As you can hear this.
Man will spacewalk.
And, you know, I explained
wow.
that.
Wow.
It's a pretty amazing clip, hey? And
that is amazing.
David, I saw on your site that you said that, I don't remember where it was, but I saw on there where it was saying that you believe that the person is talking about forward relates to what they're talking about backwards, or in most cases, is that?
In most cases, yes, there's this direct correlation between the forward and the reverse speech. We call that the principle of complementarity, or the forwards and the reverse complement or relate to each other. That was one of the things that convinced me on the reality of this. You know, it took me 3 years. It wasn't until 87. I started doing it in 84. It wasn't until 87 when I wrote my first book that I could finally say, look, yes, there is something to this that is valid and real. And it was all those connections between the forwards and the reverse that eventually convinced me. Because, I mean, like, how can you have these common connections and on such odd, on such regular occasions for them to be coincidence?
That's true.
That is so interesting. I'm just trying to think of the psychology of this. It's really fascinating. Let's see. So do you believe, or do you, I'm just kind of a neophyte to this, so pardon me if I say something that's not how you feel or think. So since some of these are related, do you think what they really would say, or just something what they really want to say, or just something they also believe?
Well,
I mean, is it something they're
the
hiding?
Or the world they want to say?
What they really want to say.
Yeah. Well, like I said, sometimes it could be the last thing in the world they want to say. It's those little hidden thoughts, both conscious and unconscious.
That's cool.
Sometimes it can be something that you want to say, but you just haven't fitted into the forward conversation. But other times it could be quite an embarrassing little slip.
so like body language, you know, how
that's
what came to mind. You know, with body language, you could be talking and saying something completely different than what your body language would betray. Perhaps
Kind of like saying, I just love that pie you just served and your head is shaking no the whole time.
That's a classic example of reverse speech. Let's look at some of the practical applications of this. This is I'm going to play an example of this chap by the name of Scott Peterson, who's currently sitting on death row in California murder of his wife. Now, here he is being interviewed on TV, and a reporter says, did you murder your wife? And he says, no, I did not. So here we go.
Did you murder your wife?
No, I did not.
Now, the last thing in the world he wants to come out is that he murdered his wife or how he murdered her. And we run it backwards, and he says, neck, I hit hard.
Ooh.
Neck, I hit hard.
Do you hear that there?
Wow.
That's very...
Wanted to say that.
His forward voice is a little shaky, too. Like, I mean, when he said it forward... No, I didn't do it, or something like that. He sounded, he almost sounded like he was trying to convince himself, but when you, I mean, just from what I heard, but then you play the reversal, and that really sort of, sort of further intensifies that, maybe what he's trying to, or what he's trying to hide. perhaps.
Right, right. Well, he's flashing back to the crime scene in his mind, and interestingly enough, when his wife's body was found, she was decapitated. And
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah,
wow.
Washed up on the beach shore, decapitated. So
that's right. I'd forgotten about that. Wow. And now let me ask you this. Since some of these that you're playing and that I've seen on your site are so clear or seem so clear to me, how has this been? I mean, I realize that legally I'm sure they wouldn't take that into a court, but have you ever had law enforcement or anybody in that realm ask you for input?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. It hasn't been on extensive occasions. I've worked with the police in maybe about a half a dozen cases in my whole career, which is not many. And I've had success in every case I've worked on with the police. And it's interesting, I was in America a year ago, and I was watching a show on the CBS, and not CBS, I can't think which network it was now. Anyway, they interviewed a police officer. He said, well, he's been using reverse speech in the field. And he says, it's amazing. He gives me all sorts of information. And I knew nothing about that. And I thought, wow.
That's got to be both. That's got to be both, like, personally vindicating and sort of insulting, too, in that, you know, because, like, I mean, you know, since you pioneered that, and you know, that kind of, that's kind of like saying, oh, yeah, we're doing that, yeah, we, the guy that created it, we're not really, you know, that just sounds, I mean, that's got to be kind of a mixed feeling there on that. But,
you're absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is mixed feelings. Yes.
But validation, though, I mean, that's nice that it's helping them, you know,
right.
In their work. But.
Well, I can see why they would use it. I mean, if it's that sounds like a wonderful tool. Maybe you couldn't get what was said into court, but geez, if he could tell you what he did or where it is or, you know, how he really feels about the situation, what he's hiding, at least it would give you a way to go. I mean, a place to search.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't need to use it in court. It can be used as an investigative tool. It could, like a case I worked on with the Australian police. They were looking for the murder weapon, and the reversal said the gun is in the cellar. And they went and looked, and there it was, hidden in.
Doesn't get more direct than that, does it? I mean, that's.
I guess they were pretty impressed at that.
They were, and they actually validated my work. And one of a reporter from the Dallas Times Herald, I think it was, rang the Sydney Police Department up, and they said, "Well, yeah, we, you know, did help us in our work," and they gave me good positive validation, which I thought was very exciting.
Well, I guess so, and I can think of corporate uses for this too. It'd be nice to know if your new employees were, if they said, "No, I don't have a record," it'd be nice to know. You know, if they were presenting themselves, you know, truthfully, I don't know if that would be legal to use it that way either, but I guess, I don't know why. I mean, if they know something's recorded, you can, I guess, do with it what you want, I would guess. I don't know.
Well, I have actually used it in that arena. I have a couple of corporate clients from Sydney who use me on a fairly regular basis. Here, let me show you something you brought up business. Here's one of the applications in business. This is a businessman is talking about opening up an office in the United States. So let's just play a small clip of the forwards.
Okay.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it's $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go.
Okay, and he says in reverse, start off with it. It will be profit. Here we go. There it is.
Wow.
And that's tapping into your head just one more time. And that's him tapping into his unconscious, which knows him very well and knows that this is going to be a good venture for him.
Wow.
And I've got other examples that say don't go into this because it's not going to work. So,
wow. You know, I just thought of a new use for this. I think it'd be great when your teen comes back from a date. Could say, "Were you, you know, were you where you said you'd be, or did you go out with that?" I guess that's over the line, but anyway, it was a thought.
Speaking of the microphone,
well, look, it's interesting. You know, my kids, once they turned 12 years old, they wouldn't let me anywhere near them with a tape recorder.
I can see why. I wouldn't either. Oh, how funny. I guess that.
Now, David, well, I heard, you know, I've listened to you on some other interviews before on some other shows, and I remember a show a couple years back, I think, and you were mentioning that you used to do these recordings on analog tape recorders and that, you know, everything's
right.
Moved to digital.
Yeah.
Have you found that it changes the quality of the reversal? Or, I mean, you know, from switching to analog to digital, how did that affect you?
I, to be frank, have noticed no difference in the quality. It's a lot easier to store. You know, rather than having 1,000 different cassettes tapes that all sit on a little disc drive that I can hold in the palm of my hand. I like that aspect of it. But some of the earlier digital recorders, back in the early days of digital recorders, didn't record at the quality we needed. The sampling rate was very low. But we don't have that problem with the modern digital recorders out. They record at really good bit rates, and they sample at really good rates. And you know, you just transfer it. I use one of the little tiny baby laptops when I go traveling, and you know, you just record on your digital recorder and transfer over to the laptop on the USB and analyze it with the reverse speech software.
So, well, cool.
Wow. Well, David, we're going to have to take a little break here. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. And when we get back, we look forward to hearing some more reversals and continuing with David John Oates. We're back in just a moment.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma. And it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415. 8415.
Welcome back, and we're talking to David John Oates about his work with reverse speech. And this is a really, really fascinating subject to us. And we were also thinking about some other uses for this. And David, could you tell us some more uses that, you know, some more areas that you work with this in?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love my own personal love of the technology is in the field of therapy. Because I was a therapist before my reverse speech days, and reverse speech started off as a hobby. And so once I started to see some of the applications of it, it was very easy to incorporate it into my therapeutic practice. And reverse speech will often give us the precise reasons and causes for anyone's problems or issues. It can give us solutions to problems and issues. And let's play you a quick example to start off with.
This is
a woman who came to me with money problems. So she's talking about her money issues.
She and I need to work this issue out, but it started to bring up all my money fears and stuff. And the thing is if I know I start sourcing fear again, I'm going to go way downhill.
Okay, so she's talking about her sourcing fear with her money. And she says in reverse, work on my grief. See if you can hear this.
Work on my grief.
Wow.
Work on my grief.
And so this is the unconscious saying, look, in order to solve this money issue, then we've got to uncover grief that you're carrying around and work on that.
That is just amazing. I can see so many people who struggle for years sometimes or give up on therapy because they can't get to the root of the problem.
Right.
And there you have an amazing tool to help them sift through and help you know what direction to go to. That's amazing.
Exactly correct. Yeah. And there is not a session that I do with my clients where I don't find something like this. Now, for example, let's suppose you've got someone who's constantly having running failures. Okay, here's a woman who's constantly failing. So let's run this forward.
You know, I mean, the money thing obviously bugs the crap out of me. But you know, other than that, I'd place it up high.
So we talk about money issues, and she says in reverse, wanting the self doubt. See if you can hear this.
Wanting the self doubt.
Do you hear that there?
Wow.
That's very clear. That's,
and that makes
her unconscious self-doubt. Sorry?
Oh, was she saying wanting to self-doubt, or was she saying
wanting to self-doubt.
Wanting. Oh, wow.
Here, I'll play it again for those who missed it.
Wanting to self-doubt.
There it is.
Self-doubt.
So this is her unconscious saying that she is running doubt.
Wow.
And she wants it. And so whilst that belief is in her unconscious, then we're not going to have any success in shifting the pattern. And that's why many people have no success with therapy. Because they're running these unconscious issues. And until they're resolved, you're not going to get any shift.
And they waste months, years, and their lives. Because they don't get to what the root of the problem is, and they get frustrated with the therapist and themselves, and they quit, and they go around miserable, and here you have a way to get right to, that amazes me. I just see such relief for so much suffering in that area. I don't mean to go on about it, but I've just seen so many people struggle, and that is just amazing.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. You know, here's an example. This is a woman who was suffering from depression, and she talks about how she's starting to get her life back into order.
I started doing something about my life, about the situations that I found myself in.
And here she says, need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Oh, wow.
So that's a simple little thing like that.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's especially now that we know, you know, the link with, vitamin D and depression and, sunlight and stuff. That's a cross validation on so many different levels of not only your work, but, you know, helping her. I think that's amazing.
And do you find
she
that
could have gone, this person could have gone to therapy for weeks or months and never gotten down to it being as simple as basically needing more sunlight.
She needs to work.
Now, do you find most of your clients are receptive to what they hear, even if it's something that's not terribly comfortable to hear, maybe?
Yeah, most of them are. I get very few people who reject what the reversal's saying. Of course, a lot of that's to do with the way you present the information. I mean, it can be pretty confronting at times.
Yes.
And it's got to be presented in a very gentle, non-judgmental fashion.
Yes, definitely.
Most people are very receptive. You know, they're thrilled to finally find out what's going on, okay?
I can see how they would be, sure. Well, that's amazing. Have you had other therapists ask for your software or use it or for your help?
Oh, yeah. Well, There's about a dozen trained reverse speech practitioners in the world. Not many.
Wow.
12 isn't much, but I do regular training courses, which I hold once a year. I teach online, so you don't have to come to Australia. And I hold regular classes and train therapists how to use these techniques. Some people have set up a practice for themselves and doing solely reverse speech. Other therapists have incorporated it back into their own practice and used it when they feel it's appropriate for them to use. But it is in use. And like I say, particularly in the therapeutic realm, because the results that we get are just amazing. I see lifetime changes. A lifetime problem change with just a few quick sessions of reverse speech session work.
I can envision a day, David. You know, when therapists are in school, you know, your training course being a required class. I mean, I hope that happens. I mean, because I mean, it would really get to the root of some people's problems really quickly. And using that alongside a regular therapist tool set, I mean, that would be very interesting. That's very nice. And it's good to know that there are people out there doing that.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, there are so many people who people that I know even and that I've worked with and you know, they just struggle to find out what the problem is, and also there are so many that the problem is kind of obvious but they can't come out and say it. And if you played that back and they came out and said it, then I mean, that's them saying it to themselves basically. So it's kind of hard to argue with that.
Well, look,
compared to you saying, I feel, you know, or how about, you know, is this a problem for you? When they hear themselves saying.
I've got a classic example that illustrates your very point. This is let me play this one. This is a woman who had a series of broken relationships, and she's talking to me about this.
I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted the night that it happened. My friend Shell was just telling me about, what we believe.
Oh, sorry, hang on, I stopped it too soon.
We then create, and it just shifted, and that.
And here she says in reverse, I've been molested.
Yep.
I've been molested.
Wow.
I've been molested.
You can hear that one there?
Now, I do, and that is exactly what I was thinking of how amazing this could be for so many people who can't say or won't say, or the shame or the guilt or the fear or the repression, suppression,
amazing.
Whatever. That is just, you know, you could just change a lot. I'm sorry, I'm just about speechless myself here. I just, you know, I guess I'm flashing to all the people in my life that I've known over all my years, and I've heard that. I just don't know why I keep doing that. Why do I keep doing this over and over? And there you might have the answer for them and in just a short time and save a lifetime of being miserable.
Well, look, I'm thrilled to bits that you've grasped the significance of this. Some of my biggest frustrations is people say, okay, so what can I do with this? And I think, what can you do with this? Oh, my gosh. There's
yes, you could do.
So
wow.
Much you can do with it.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Just.
It's an amazing tool, you know, and this is on a slightly different subject, but it makes me think of when you talk about reverse speech, it makes me think of and I could have sworn I heard on an interview you gave one time, but maybe I'm mixing two things up. But have you ever done any reversals with EVPs?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, I could have sworn you did, but I wasn't 100% sure. But our last show we did was on EVPs and paranormal, and I know there's not a lot of material to work with there. Sometimes, you know, sometimes these little messages from them are really short, so you don't have a ton of time.
No,
but,
you don't have a whole lot of stuff to work with. But I'm trying to see. I've got a couple of EVP.
I know you've got some. Yeah, I'll. I know that I put this in our notes and I forgot to mention it to you, so I understand if you don't have it with you, but I figured it was just an amazing, you know, EVPs kind of can really shock you just when they happen in forward.
Yes.
Right. Here's an EVP. Here, I found one. Here's
great.
This is just a reverse speech session, and it says, up went Bob. Here's the forward.
The She-Wolf's very strong, a strong image for me still. And I went back and...
Hi, I'm Bob.
Right there. So did you hear that there?
Yes. Yeah, sure did.
Wow.
I'll do that again.
Wow.
And I went back and...
Hi, I'm Bob.
I went Bob, whatever that means. I don't know.
I went Bob. How interesting.
Bob really was really wanting to get his message out there.
Yeah, I guess so. I find EVPs occasionally, not very often, but occasionally I find them on tapes. But the EVP community has actually picked up on my work, and a lot of EVPers do indeed run their tapes in reverse and find some fascinating stuff.
Awesome. Well, you know, I just that's amazing. It's interesting that it. I mean, I can see why it would, but it's interesting that it works for those too. I mean, it's speech, so it makes sense. But how interesting! I just you know, you're teaching me so much tonight. I'm so we're just so glad you've come on, and you're teaching us so much, and we appreciate it so much.
I'm glad you appreciate the work. I think it's absolutely exciting stuff. It's direct access to the unconscious, and I mean, you know, we know we can access the unconscious with hypnosis and body language. Facial expressions, which is another extension of body language, but this is the unconscious speaking in audible terms that we can actually hear with our ears.
Well, I see this differently too. As I mean, with hypnosis, whether you do it with drugs or your hypnotic techniques that aren't with drugs, I mean, there are many people who say, "Oh, those are suggestions," and so on and so forth, and can argue back and forth, and can say that that's not valid, and you planted that. Well, you know how people do. But with it's right there on the tape, and the person said it, so I can see how this, to me, would have a validity that hypnosis might not have as much. You see where I'm going with that?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely agree with you, too. I absolutely do. Yep.
Well, it's hard to argue with the facts, you know, of what you hear.
Well, I mean, we could argue back and forth about hypnosis, and some would say, yes, what you get in there is great if you have a good hypnotist, and then some would say, oh, it's whatever. But these are basically recordings of the person talking. So, you know, if you're not changing what they're saying and you know what you're doing, you know, that to me seems very valid. I'm still so excited about the therapy. Sorry, I got stuck on that. That's amazing.
Do you have any more of on that topic?
Oh, yeah, I've got lots more.
Okay.
Here's one from a woman. She had money. She said, look, would you believe about half of my clients who come to me are for money issues. And
my Reiki clients, they come and talk about money too, and I keep trying to get across that it's abundance and healing and so forth that we're trying to get a goal of, not the money exactly. You know what I'm saying? Money is not really the issue. So many times it's presented as the issue, and usually that's really not what the issue is. But anyway, go ahead with what you were.
Anyway, this is a woman who says she's got some core belief that's holding her back. So here's the forward.
So here again, another core belief. I can't do chemistry.
Another core belief. When she says another core belief, she says in reverse, make her feel broke. There it is. Can you hear that one there?
Hey, can you play? Yeah, the first one, it was a little low. Can you play that one? Just a smidge low.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hard to make it out.
All right, okay, let me up the volume a bit.
Wow.
You hear that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So that's the core belief. The core belief that she's running is to feel broke.
Wow.
So in order to work with this woman, we have to change her core beliefs into something different.
Wow.
And that could have taken you 3 months to get to what that was.
Absolutely.
If you did get to, I mean, not saying anything about your abilities, but the client.
Oh, no, I fully understand what you mean. Oh, yeah, no, I totally understand. And it can give us all sorts of information, like when does a problem start, and how do we work with this problem? And I'm actually looking for an example that graphically illustrates the point. Yeah, here we go. No, that's not the one I want. No, I'm looking for one, and I can't find it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. No, I'm sure you've accumulated probably thousands over your career. I mean, you have a lot to look through there.
I've got thousands on my laptop. There's over 10,000 examples of reverse speech on my website alone.
Wow. So, I was listening to some of those. Those are amazing.
Someone could easily spend a whole week on your site just listening.
Oh, you could easily spend that time on my site. Yeah, and still not listen to the same reversal twice. And I've been doing a radio show. I've got my own show. I've been doing it. Do it once a week every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And in the 2 years I've been doing the show, I have still yet to run out of material. Each show I do, I got more material because I mean I got 28 years of work into this.
Wow! That's a lot of material. Well, we keep talking, so you can keep recording, everyone. So that works.
Now the world's not going to quit talking. I mean,
I know where Robert's been all week. He's been on your website listening to your
right.
That's what it is.
And I just found that example. I wanted to play you. Here's the woman. She's talking about finding some event in her life that caused current problems. So here's the forwards.
I don't have a specific pattern of thought, David, behind that. It's more a feeling. More a feeling and a visual image of it. I don't quite get a relevance or a connection with, you know, when I was whatever age this happened. And
when she says, I don't get a connection with whatever age this happened, and she says reversal, that I didn't know what it meant. When I explained it to her, she just broke down in tears. Reversal says, the bad orphan. Here we go. Do you hear that reversal?
Oh,
wow, yes.
Geez, how sad.
Okay.
And that's interesting. That's interesting that you didn't know what it meant, but it meant something to her.
Right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
for validation right there. You know, because it's almost double right. blind because you don't know what you're looking for.
Oh no, I don't know what I'm looking for.
But yes, she did.
Anyway,
you know,
I played the reversal, and she broke down in tears. She remembered there was a really significant event in her life. Her mother and father had this huge, big fight. And she rushed into the room. She was about 12 or 13. And she rushed into the room and broke up the fight, okay? And her dad was really upset with her for doing it. And the following day, her dad died of a heart attack.
So she blamed
herself for killing her father. The bad orphan.
Oh, geez, and who would ever have gotten to that? I mean,
that's
something
exactly
that
right.
was so deep inside her and her core belief,
right.
and she never would have been able to release that if she hadn't known about it.
Right.
Amazing.
Exactly right.
I can think
Amazing.
Of so many times in my life that I just wish I'd been able to do that to help somebody I was talking to, you know, or myself for that matter, but someone I'm talking to, you know, to really understand what's, you know, what the problem was.
Right.
Wow, that's
right.
amazing.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
we're going to take one more break here, and we'll be right back in just a moment with David John Oates. So we'll be right back.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415. 672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Hochi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as the Hochi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's Alabama, R-E-I-K-I.com.
And we're back, Well-Rounded Corners, with our guest, David John Oates. We've just been having a great time talking with him. He's been playing his reversals and just astonishing every time I hear him. David, we were talking a little bit over the break, and you mentioned when we started about that you've been doing some work with remote viewing. Wanted to ask you a bit about that, and we're doing reversals with that.
It's been a fairly new field of research. For me, I was asked to lecture at the Remote Viewing Convention in Las Vegas just this past weekend, and fortunately they gave me several months' notice, so I had enough time to go and collect some remote viewing sessions, and I've been doing reversals on quite a few sessions to see what I can find. And I'm finding fascinating stuff. I'm finding viewers are, even though they don't know consciously what the target is, they're actually giving reversals that describe the target. And they're giving more information about the target, for example. Which is just fascinating. Like, for example, here's just a single word reversal. Now, this is a man who was remote. He didn't know what the target was, and it was a series of satellite dishes, an array of satellite dishes. And so he's talking out loud, trying to work out what this thing is. And he says, "I can see a white pointy thing." So here's the forwards.
Pyramid-y shaped triangular thing.
So he says a pyramid-y shaped triangular thing, and backwards he simply says dish. Here we go.
Dish.
So wow. The reversals are telling us what wow. It is he's trying to see, which is amazing.
And it makes you wonder how many times back over all the time that this has been done that people have been correct, but just couldn't get it into the words to make it seem correct.
Right.
I mean, you know, when they were correct, if you had listened to it the way you listened to it, but not the way it came out.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the reverse speech will always give us. Will usually give us extra information that we are seeking. And the thing to remember is it's complementary to the forwards. So if you're talking about therapy, for example, and your problems and your issues, you'll get reversals about your problems and issues. If you're talking about a criminal case or you're a murderer talking about the crime or you're not talking about the crime, whatever the case may be, you'll still get reversals. Even though he's not talking about it, you'll get reversals about it. So it's really is. I used to use a word in my earlier career. I've sort of grown a bit leery of it, but I used to use the term. It's the ultimate truth detector, and in one sense, it is. It will tell us whatever is happening on the conscious or the unconscious mind.
That's a good way to look at that.
Do you have any other reversals from the remote viewing stuff that you've you've done?
Oh, sure. Let's quickly get these up. Here's one where they were remote viewing the Oregon City Bridge, and here we have two reversals. Let's run this forwards.
Page 1 has been completed.
Page 2. And this reversal says they built it.
Huh.
Ah.
Could you hear that, or was that too faint? So that tells us, okay, it's a man-made object.
Yeah.
Now here we have another reversal about the bridge.
Not hot, not cold.
And here he says, walked on.
That one is really low, David. Can you? I don't think I don't think really the forward came through very much either. If you can bump that.
Okay, let me up the levels right up for this. Hang on, I'll up it on my laptop too. All right, here we go.
Not hot, not cold.
And backwards, it's walked on.
Walked on.
So it gives us extra information about the target.
Wow.
We know that it's built, it's man-made, and it's walked on. So, and I immediately Googled the Oregon City Bridge and found out that it was indeed a pedestrian bridge. So,
wow.
So if you are a remote viewer and you have a very sensitive or important contract on your hand, then reverse speech can be an excellent vehicle to give you extra information about the targets you are trying to view.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I think after this, I think I just may, it seems like we need to be playing everything backwards and seeing what people are really saying to us.
Well, David, you know, talking about the reverse speech, that kind of, talking about the doing it with the remote viewing, you know, since with remote viewing, you're sort of your mind is sort of traveling to a different space and maybe even a different time. That's very interesting in how the reverse speech tends to cross that boundary as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
yes.
more than just, you know, it's more than just listening to someone talk and hearing back from them. This is someone describing something that their mind is somewhere else and they're describing it, and you're getting input about the stuff that maybe even the remote viewer doesn't know, and
that is
amazing how transcendent what you're doing is over different mediums, you know, and disciplines. It's amazing.
Well, you're tapping into a lot more than just the conscious. You're tapping into the unconscious, and you're tapping into the spiritual realm as well.
Yes.
The implications of that are just absolutely amazing. Actually. Let me, I don't really got time for a couple more reversals.
We got a few more minutes.
Yes, we've got a little bit, yeah.
All right, look, let's look at a couple of spiritual reversals real quick. This is a man, once again, with money problems. Here's the forward.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money in?
Sorry, I had my levels turned up for the last example. Let me just back them down again. Okay, we'll play the forwards again.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money in?
And here he says, you're frightened, lean on me.
Effort.
Oh, here we go.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
And once more.
You're frightened, lean on me.
Excuse the dog in the background.
Oh, no problem.
Wow, that was amazing.
Isn't that an amazingly clear reversal?
That one is crystal clear. But you know, it makes you wonder if spiritual and remote viewing and whatnot, the reversals have been really clear for those. It's definitely – there may be something to that, you know. It's just regular conversation. Yeah, it's clear. But then you go to spiritual and remote viewing and things like that where you're using more of the unconscious mind. That's definitely interesting that those seem to be more clear. I've noticed that anyway. I mean, all your reversals are clear, but these have been the most amazing.
And let me play you one. See if we've got time for one more. This is a real gut wrench. This one's on me. And I was going through a period of real deep depression in my life. My son had just died, and there was a few other things going on. And I'm talking to a group of students, and I'm wondering if I'm talking about why am I so depressed?
Could be. Yeah, could be. Well, see, I'm very sensitive to energy. You know,
ultra sensitive. I'm saying, for a very sensitive energy. And backwards, listen to the emotions. I say, my soul gives the pain.
My soul gives the pain.
Oh,
wow.
Can you hear that? Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
now astounding. That is exactly, that is amazing. Not
isn't
only did
incredible?
Your words say what you were really feeling, but that tone of voice just, yeah. Wow. That's
well, David,
amazing.
I think we've got time for one more. That was amazing. Hard to top the emotion in that one, but I think we have time for one more, then we'll... get your website and whatnot in there.
All right, well, we'll do one more of a spiritual nature. This is me talking about reverse speech.
Does some of the people ask, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed. And backwards, I say, it's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
Wow.
It's the voice in heaven.
And that's telling us where reverse speech is coming from. It's coming from that deep part of the mind, the heaven, the collective unconscious, that infinite...
Big C conscious.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I've been so interested this whole show. I mean, this goes in keeping with what we talk about every week or every other week. Right. I mean, you know, what's really deep inside us, what we're capable of. You know, you've just shown us we're capable of so much more than we believe we are, the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether we can face it in a given moment and say it out loud, whether even we're aware of it, it's down in there. And that's amazing. Mm. And it's around us.
It is. That's just it's it's amazing.
Give us your contact information if you would, so that everybody can get a hold of you.
Yes, I'd love to get that out. If anyone's interested in doing some therapy, for example, or training, always looking for people to take training. My number is 760-666-5186. 760-666-5186, or you can go to the website www.reversespeech.com.
Wonderful.
Go.
And we just have a moment. I just wanted to ask you, how long does training in this usually take someone?
About a year.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of skills to learn. You've got to learn how to find those reversals and how to interpret them and how
sure.
to conduct conversations and to feed results back to clients. So there's a fair bit of skill to learn.
Well, I can see why. I mean, I've listened to a few things backwards in preparation for this show just to go, okay, well, let's just see. And obviously, I have no skills for this, and I would need your training.
Yes, right.
So
yeah.
So you do
training. You said you also do some business consulting services as well.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
And you have some software?
Yes, indeed. We've developed our own software. It's a fantastic software package. It enables you to play reversals forwards and backwards and vary the speed. It's got graphic equalizer built in. It's prepared transcripts. It's a wonderful package. You can get that from our website at reversespeech.com. And if you just want to get started, we have a hobbyist course available that 1 hour each, and that sells for $169 on the website.
Well,
that's
interesting.
That's an amazing package, yeah. And we're going to, on our well rounded corners when we post this show, we're going to link to your site, David, so that people,
thank you.
If they go to our site, they'll see that and put your contact information up there, too. It's just been a pleasure having you on.
Yes,
we've,
definitely.
We've learned a lot, and I'm just amazed. We hope to have you back on soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Okay.
All right. And that is almost it for us tonight. We have thoroughly enjoyed the topic tonight, and I just can say I have learned so much tonight. And if you, you know, as he said, we're going to have links to his site, and I know where I'm going to be for the next week. I'm going to be reading everything at his site and maybe signing up for a few things, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And we just appreciate you listening. And please, when we've got this up on our website, come comment. Tell us what you thought of what he had to say. And if you have any experiences with this, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't forget, we're on every other Tuesday on BBS mm-hmm. Radio Channel 1, 9 o'clock Central, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you can catch the archives on our website, wellroundedcorners.com, and the archives on bbsradio.com. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes. We're there as well, too, now. So yes. Shows get posted 24 hours after they're done. So
yes, yes. And we really enjoy you guys joining us. And we are very glad that we have an opportunity to share what we would talk about anyway with everyone else. And as I said, we'd love to have your feedback.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Well-Rounded Corners.
Night.